right, if you have a question for Clint, please raise your hand and we'll get right to it. We'll start off with Marty Piccolo. Go ahead, Marty.
Thank you, Mike. Clint, I want to ask you, I'm curious, first off, the car today, was this the same car you had back from Darlington earlier in the year, considering how well you did in the midweek race, or was this a new car you guys had?
You know, to be honest with you, I don't even know. It was, I think that car got tore up pretty bad. I don't think it was. I mean, all these cars by this time really got new bodies and everything on them anyway, so it's kind of a moot point anymore. You know what I mean? I mean, it's honestly, things evolve so much, and what's going on with this sport, about every car that we're going to run in the playoffs is at least a new addition, you know, with some enhancements or things you learn over the course of the year. I mean, it's almost evolved to where you bring what you had last week is probably not good enough. So certainly a new batch, you know, for us.
And looking into Richmond, your last four races at that track have all been in the top 10. How's the confidence level going into Saturday night?
Yeah, hi. Love the racetrack. Love to compete there. Love the challenge of it, but we got to hit it. Been, you know, so-so on the short tracks. That's certainly one of my best tracks. So we got to nail the setup, and if we can do that, we'll get us a good run, and that'll go a long ways to, you know, getting into Bristol, you know, where we need to be.
Appreciate your time, Clint. Great top 10 run. We'll see you this weekend.
Thanks, bro.
We're also joined by Eric Almirola. If you have a question for Eric, please raise your hand, and we'll go down the list, either Eric or Clint, and we'll go next to Mark Garrow. Go ahead, Mark.
Clint, you and Eric are basically tied. How do you feel about where you are now point-wise leaving Darlington with these two short track races ahead of you?
Yeah, certainly was hoping for more. You know, frustrated, to be honest with you. I don't know at all. I have to go back and look at the race, see what happened with the debris. By the time that they picked it up, I can tell you it was way off the racetrack. So that kind of set us up to, you know, not have a not very good day. Put us in a hole. We were going to be in a single digit for sure there, looking pretty good. But just had a lot of trouble. Right rear threw the rubber off the right rear and had to pit there. You know, it could have been catastrophic. And then at the end, the left rear was about to fall off of it. So we got to clean some things up. I told you going into this, we got to put 10 races together. We got to put whole races together. We can't make these mistakes. If we can clean those up, going to some good tracks for us all, Eric and Kevin and all of us, you know, we enjoy these short tracks. Got a good short track program. So looking forward to what's to come.
Thank you.
Sorry, go ahead, Tucker, you're up next.
All right, now this is for both you, for Clint and Erica. Compared to like the race yesterday, the Xfinity race, it seemed like tires didn't really mean that well, that the high downforce package seemed to negate much of the effect that tires would usually have at Darlington. Like, from your perspective, what effect did the package really have on this race?
Race was definitely different than what we had, you know, in the first time around here. I mean, things evolve. Everybody gets better, and we use that as a practice session. We had two good practice sessions, so everybody's going to come back and be better, which is going to tighten the field up, which is going to make the race, I mean, from a fan's perspective, not as entertaining as it could be. I mean, when you come in and you're just stabbing at these things and don't have practices or qualifying or anything else to line it up, it makes a difference. When we got to go out there and we have practice sessions and things like that, it tightens the field up, and then it becomes about track position and you know, some strategy and things like that.
Eric, do you have an answer to that?
Yeah, you know, I think the downforce package has been a little bit different for sure. I enjoy slipping and sliding around. Tires still seem like they mattered for sure. You know, I think tires were a second and a half to 2 seconds faster. So I'm excited about Richmond going back to a short track package with low downforce. And that's been a good place for us. So looking forward to there in Bristol, and we'll go from there.
All right. Thank you.
Next, we'll go to Bob Pockris. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, for both of you, just how has the dynamic of this first round changed with here Darlington as the first race and then Bristol as the last race?
for me, I don't think it's that much different as far as Darlington compared to Las Vegas. I felt like I ran about the same as I would have at Las Vegas. I've been about a 6th to 10th place car at both those places, and that's about where we ran tonight. We got in a little bit of a hole early in the race with some left rear quarter panel damage that we had to fix on pit road, and really put us in a spot to where we couldn't capitalize on stage points. So that hurt us a little bit, just, you know, not scoring any stage points, but we were able to battle back from that and get back to the top 10, which is where we felt like we were capable of running. I felt like we were a 7th to 10th place car, and we finished 9th.
Clint, do you have thoughts on that question from Bob?
Yeah, what he said. Looking forward to Richmond.
Next, we'll go to Jordan Bianchi. Go ahead, Jordan.
Hey, guys. This is for both Clint and Eric. Is there anybody tonight that surprised you guys, good or bad, among the playoff drivers?
Not really. I mean, anytime you show up for a playoff race, you expect to race against all the guys that are in the playoffs. Everybody just brings everything they got for the playoffs, and we see it time and time again. You line 16 cars up in the playoffs, and they're all going to run right next to each other. So, you know, it ebbs and flows from race to race, and I expect to see more of the same in the weeks to come. You have to plan on racing all the guys in the playoffs, and it doesn't matter who it is.
I think the only one that really stands out, obvious, is the 3. You got to give credit where credit's due. I mean, they had a good finish. If you put the 3 car in 10th, he runs 10th. If you put him up front, he's going to run up front. It's kind of that same adage for everybody, though. So, just tonight, it was all about how you fell off the debris caution. So that was what shook the race up in a big way. And, you know, really took some, like the 11 car, prime example. He'd run up front all night long and wasn't there after that.
Okay, we'll take a follow-up question from Marty. Go ahead, Marty.
Thanks, Mike. Eric, this one's for you. I want to ask you about the rest of the races we got coming up in the round of 16. Your stats at the next two tracks, they aren't really your best compared to other drivers. You know, looking at Richmond right now, you haven't gotten a top 10 finish since 2018, obviously last year, though, being with the 550 high downforce package. And then Bristol, you haven't gotten a top 10 there either since 2018, as all of your finishes, the last 4 races, maybe 5 races actually, excuse me, have been outside the top 25. My question is, and excuse me, a lot of people have said as well, you're the biggest dark horse coming into the playoffs. You're now tied for 12th. Why should people not be sleeping on you these next two races?
That question I don't really care to answer. I mean, I don't really care what anybody else thinks about me or whether or not we're good enough or not good enough or a dark horse. I'm just focused on my race team. So I said that on media day. And then as far as the stats, I mean, you at least you said 2018 were good runs for us at those places, and that was a low downforce package. So I expect to run good at Richmond. It's one of my favorite racetracks, and I expect to run good at Bristol. We had a really good car there in the spring, ran in the top 5 a lot, and then got caught up in a wreck on a restart later in the race. But scored a lot of stage points and ran in the top 5 quite a bit in the spring race at Bristol, and then for the All-Star race at Bristol, felt like we were a 5th to 7th place car there. So I think we can have success at both those racetracks, and I don't really want to speculate too much. I'm just ready to go race.
Definitely understand. Thanks for your time. Great run. We'll see you next weekend.
Okay, any final questions for either Eric or Clint? All right, gentlemen, thanks so much for taking the time. Good luck in Richmond. Have a safe flight home. See you guys. How are you doing, bud? Yep, I got you, Cole. All right, bud. We got Cole Custer here, one of the Bubble drivers. after tonight's Southern 500. If you have a question for him, please raise your hand, and we'll get it started getting queued up, and we'll kick it off with Mark Garrow. Go ahead, Mark.
Thank you, Mike. Cole, what was it like, your first experience, first race in the NASCAR playoff?
It was a persevering night. We didn't have the real night we wanted. We definitely fought hard. I mean, the whole night just to try and keep ourselves in the game, and had to go to the back with a speeding penalty, and, you know, just overall just fought as hard as we could all night and ended up 12th. Overall, I mean, we wanted to run better, but that's something that can keep us in the game. So, and keep us in the game for the next two races, and hopefully we can put together better. But Darlington definitely hasn't been our team's strong suit, so it's just a matter of figuring out, you know, what I can do better and what we can get better with the car.
Did you feel different? I mean, this was a race that it's your first NASCAR playoff race. What did it feel like for you getting in the car, or the pre-race and getting in the car? What did it feel like?
There were definitely some nerves. I mean, obviously it's your first time in the playoffs and the Cup Series, but overall, I mean, I learned at the Xfinity level in the playoffs, like, you just got to go out there and focus on one step at a time, you know, what's coming up next. You know, you try and knock the nerves down by having a good game plan and knowing what you got to do when you're out there. So overall, you just try and take it one step at a time.
Thank you.
Next, we'll go to Steven Taranto. Go ahead, Steven.
Cole, I wanted to ask you this just in advance of Richmond next week. Pretty much every other race in the playoffs has been or is at a track where you've raced already this season. Richmond isn't one of those, and I was going to ask you what it would be like racing in a track in a Cup car for the first time next week, but I actually did check, and you ran a Cup car at Richmond 2 years ago, so is there any part of that that helps you in preparing for next week, or are things so different from when you first raced Cup to when you went full-time this year? That's kind of a moot point.
It gets you a basic idea of things, but at the same time, that was a long time ago. I feel like I'm a better driver than I was then. You know, so there's a little bit that I just, you know, can know from, you know, pull a little bit from, but overall, it's going to be a lot different. It's a different package. Our cars are different probably than what they were before. So it's just, you know, I can pull a little bit, but it's going to be, you know, trying to learn all over again. So, and I think we're kind of used to that this year, you know, trying to adapt as fast as we can.
Sounds good. Thanks, Cole.
Next up, we'll go to Marty Ciccala. Go ahead, Marty.
Thanks, Mike. Cole, kind of following up on that question, you did win at Richmond last year in the Xfinity Series. Are there any chances you look at footage from there last year and look at some data as well with the Stuart Haas camp and find some key things you could possibly use Saturday night?
Yeah, that's every weekend. I'm trying to figure out as best I can, you know, trying to, you know, I try and talk with Kevin every weekend to try and get an idea of what he's looking for. And he's been a huge help this year, and all my teammates, you know, Clint and Eric and everybody at the shop. But it's tough. I mean, obviously you can look at as much film and as much data as you want, but it's, you don't really get the experience that you're actually out there. And it's, you know, you can have those things in the back of your head on what you need to really work on, but until you're out there, you don't really know what you're going to fight.
Thanks, Cole. Thanks for your time. We'll see you next weekend.
Thank you.
Next, we'll go to Tucker White. Go ahead, Tucker.
All right, let me just press record. Cole, compared to yesterday's Xfinity race, it seemed like the effect that tires would have on a race at Darlington was negated to an extent by the high downforce package. From your perspective, what effect did the package have on the race today at Darlington?
You know, I mean, looking at it from my perspective, I mean, I love the Xfinity package when I ran it. I mean, I think it's fun. You can move around and do a lot of different things, and the aero's not too bad in traffic. You have a lot of motor where there's tire fall off, and you can make passes, and it's fun. I thought it was a really fun package to run. And this package, I mean, I think we've just gotten used to trying to, you know, it's just a different style of racing. You got to try and get track position. You got to fight as hard as you can. And tire fall off probably isn't the biggest thing that we think about. You know, it's more about trying to get, you know, up front on pit road or on restarts and trying to get yourself established in a good spot. But
overall, I think it's just it's a little bit different, but I think we still see some good racing. You know, people are able to race hard and make bigger moves probably than before, but it definitely gets tough at times, you know, on long runs.
All right, thank you.
Any final questions for Cole? All right, Cole, thank you so much. Have a safe drive home. Have a great night and good luck in Richmond.
Thank you.